Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at the composite numbers in Kansas City. May wheat, 7.40¾, up 10¾. July, 7.48¼, up 10¼. May wheat in Chicago, 7.05, up 8¼. July, 7.10¼, up 7¼. May corn, 6.57, up 8. July, 6.38¼, up 5¾. December, 5.47½, up 4½. May soybeans, 13.99½, up 6¾. July, 13.70, up 2½. November, at 12.32½, down 5. May soybean meal, 396.10, up 3.20. May soybean oil, 49.88, down 15. April live cattle, 125.70, up 42½. April feeders, 140.22½, now 17½, down 32½. And April lean hogs are 81.77½, and they are up 55.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, a CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday's action on the charts was interesting in that right after the report came out at 11 o'clock, we spiked over 20 cents higher. And then we gave back almost all of that gain and tried to touch on the previous day's low. And then by the end of the day, we rallied and actually ended up a few cents. And now today we're showing some modest follow through to see if yesterday's spike high is confirmed or not. What do you make of all of this?
Well, as long as we close higher, I don't really view yesterday's spike high as all that being negative. The key was to finish the day higher, now we're seeing some follow-through. I mean, corn has got some good things going for it right now. I mean, the weekly ethanol production numbers were the best since last summer or last June. That was a very positive factor into the market there yesterday. Now, the supply-demand table, you know, anytime you get into government reports, we're going to see those near-term up-and-down type moves. It's just going to be panicky. That's the way it is. But the stocks number, any stocks number, while it was raised, it did come in modestly underneath what the USDA or what the trade was kind of looking for. I think there's still some suspicion that maybe the feed usage number could still be 150 million too high, but USDA chose to put it at that number and probably see what happens here during this quarter on feeding. So that tees up another interesting stocks report, but that will be released, you know, at the end of June.
Can you see a strength in the December chart into the 560s?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got to take one step at a time. The first hurdle here, I think we did a pretty good job of closing above this 41.42 yesterday, and now we're seeing some follow-through. Now we're right up against the normal historical resistance areas of the 50-cent pieces at 5.50. I think we'll need to see some closes here above 5.57, and then all of a sudden I think the gates then do open up for a complete retracement of what we lost after the stocks report, which would take us back into the 570s.
It does appear that the technical outlook is a little bit more rosy for corn at the moment in the near term than it is for soybeans, if you look at the November chart. And that might be a little bit surprising, given that stocks are still historically tight, but probably reflects the big crop coming on in South America.
Well, it reflects the large South American crop, but they also have a large corn crop, too. But I think probably what you might be seeing here with corn kind of gaining on soybeans for the new crop months anyway is the cool and wet weather pattern that we've had so far this spring. That's going to stick around here, from what I can understand, upwards of 10 days. Maybe things begin to dry out in the next 10-day period. But this is a time frame when we ought to see a lot of active planting take place, and we're not. And now there's no panic yet. We still have plenty of time to plant the corn. But I think that's what you're seeing reflective. If the corn planters aren't rolling here in mid-April, then maybe that increases the chances that we're not going to get all of the corn planted that USDA projected that we would plant here a couple of weeks ago, and some of the and the bean acres may grow. So anytime you get into kind of a wet, delay-type spring, the trade worries about that, even though it still may be a couple of weeks early before any kind of meaningful switching actually would take place. Actually, the switching really doesn't, you know, take place until you get into, you know, middle part of May. So we're still a month away from that. But the market is, you know, anticipating probably less corn, more beans from what USDA estimated here a week and a half ago or so.
So are you reading the November soy chart then as a fairly tight sideways trading affair pending some of the things you just spoke of?
Well, you could almost read the decline that we had here going into the first 3 or 4 days of April, and then the rally that we had here up until yesterday, and then now we're down here today. You could almost read that as a bear flag. If we can't come back and close higher today, I think it's important that the market regroup. Close higher here today, or if not today, maybe tomorrow, then that would probably, then we would end up with a higher weekly close, and that would, you know, maybe kind of erase some of this potential bear flag. But if it is a bear flag, that's signaling that we're going to slip down underneath $12 area, you know, back maybe down into the 1150, 1160 area. So there's a downside price vulnerability just looking at the November soybean chart. We really need to get above those double bottom low points there, about 1247. And yesterday's high was right at 1248. We have to kind of, I think, clear that 747 or 1247, 1250 area. Then all of a sudden, then I think we've got a meaningful spring low in place. And then there's maybe the gates then do begin to open up for, you know, maybe a rally back to $13.
Fundamentally, besides the weather that we began to talk about already, what else do we need to be paying close attention to here?
Well, I think the wheat demand issue is quite interesting. There's a lot of interest in buying wheat. and, you know, we did get the confirmation that China was a big buyer of wheat. And I think that is starting to say something that around the world, people are interested in buying wheat. It may be enough, depending upon how much damage will be done to the hard red winter wheat crop with these freezing temperatures into the plain states. Maybe wheat is putting in an early harvest low or pre-harvest low and begin to strengthen. If that would be the case, then that would be generally supportive, I think, and help corn recover some of its losses it's experienced here over the winter months.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May wheat in Chicago, 704 and a half, up 7 3/4. May corn, 657 and a quarter, up 8 1/4. December at 547¾, up 4¾. May soybeans, 1398, up 5¼. November, 1230½, down 7. May soybean meal, 395.60, up 270. May soybean oil at 49.86, down 17 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3, Urbana.